This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, June 19th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, the U.S. State Department released their 2019 report on international religious freedom. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to reporters, highlighting religious liberty progress made in Uzbekistan while noting continued religious liberty violations in Nigeria and China.
In Nigeria, ISIS and Boko Haram continue to attack Muslims and Christians alike. ISIS beheaded 10 Christians in that country just this past December. And in China, state-sponsored repression against all religions continues to intensify. The Chinese Communist Party is now ordering religious organizations to obey CCP leadership and infuse communist dogma into their teachings and practice of their faith.
The State Department lists these 9 countries as egregious religious liberty violators: Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. These countries also make it onto the Open Doors World Watch List of nations, where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In a House of Commons vote yesterday, the UK Parliament finalized its imposition of abortion on demand on Northern Ireland, despite opposition from the people and elected leaders of the province. The UK moved to legalize abortion in Northern Ireland after the Assembly of the province had been suspended for 2 years. However, the Assembly finally met again last month, announcing in a non-binding vote that Northern Ireland rejects the imposed abortion laws. Over 100 unborn babies have already been killed in Northern Ireland since March. Not even famed Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is immune from the attacks of the left, although saying that one of her book's main characters, Albus Dumbledore, was homosexual. Rowling published a 3,600-word essay on her blog this week denouncing transgenderism. Rowling wrote, quote, "I refuse to bow down to a movement that I believe is doing demonstrable harm in seeking to erode woman as a political and biological class and offering cover to predators like few before it," end quote. Rowling has drawn criticism for years for opposing transgender ideology. Mark 10, verse 6 says, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." The Justice Department filed a statement of interest in court last week in support of Harborview Fellowship Church in Washington State. The brief criticized the state for significantly limiting the ability of churches to meet for worship while permitting protests without limitations. The DOJ said Washington's coronavirus restrictions amounted to a, quote, "discriminatory treatment of religious gatherings," end quote. In a new report, the House Foreign Affairs Committee claimed that China's response to the COVID-19 outbreak violated the health regulations of the World Health Organization. The report also accused the WHO of being complicit in China's cover-up of the epidemic, and called for the removal of WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Meanwhile, Twitter has suspended over 170,000 accounts accused of spreading messages in favor of Communist China, including messages about the coronavirus pandemic. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled against President Donald Trump's move to end the Obama-era DACA program, which is an acronym for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. The program protects hundreds of illegal immigrants who entered the U.S. as children from being deported and was the target of Trump's tough immigration policies. During this month used by many to celebrate sexually perverted lifestyles, 2 former homosexuals who are now Christians have released a documentary of their testimony on Amazon Prime called More Than a Victim, the Angel Colin and Luis Ruiz story. The film tells the story of how the 2 men survived the tragic massacre in the Pulse homosexual nightclub in Florida in 2016, and how God moved in their lives to free them from their sin. Colin and Ruiz now run Fearless Identity, and outreach to bring the gospel to those living sexually perverted lifestyles. 1 Corinthians 6 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Jeff Berg in Forest Hill, Maryland, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com and said, quote, "I appreciate the worldview in 5 minutes. I'm thankful for the biblical passages used with various stories. The playing of actual recordings of events and speeches is most helpful. I think it's great that you do take us around the world and bring us reports of brothers and sisters who are in a difficult struggle. Keep up the good work." End quote. Toward our goal of raising $60,000 by Tuesday, June 30th, to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air, we're trying to raise $45,000 by 12 midnight tonight. Listeners had already pledged $36,675. We're grateful to our new donors, including Jess in Forestville, California, who gave $25, as well as Courtney in Fruitvale, Switzerland, Joshua and Margaret in Sundry, Alberta, Canada, Charlene in Hillsdale, Wyoming, and Brenda in Aliso Viejo, California, each of whom gave $50. Special thanks to David in Burney, Texas, and Mark and Audrey in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, both of whom gave $100. And praise God for the generosity of Michelle in Longmont, Colorado, John in Panama City, Florida, Danielle in McPherson, Kansas, each of whom gave $300, as well as David in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, who gave $1,000. Those 11 donors gave $2,325. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $39,000. We are now $6,000 away from hitting our third week's goal of $45,000 by midnight tonight. But I'm getting nervous again. Will we reach our goal? Remember, Thomas and Mary in Treasure Island, Florida, are willing to match the first four Worldview listeners who pledged $25 per month for 12 months by midnight tonight. But those four pledges have to come in by midnight tonight to be matched. Then, Thomas and Mary will pledge $100 per month for 12 months. To hit our $45,000 goal by midnight tonight, I need to find 10 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months, or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 5 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, or give a one-time gift of $600. Please, go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, June 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.